FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Please be advised the following story contains upsetting and distressing details of child abuse. A Belisha woman is due to be sentenced next month for the murder of her daughter. Last month, she pleaded guilty to drowning the four-year-old in a bucket of water. The mother, who cannot be named to protect the identity of her other child, was arrested 2 years ago. At the time, she told authorities that the little girl was difficult and troublesome. She's expected to be sentenced on the 24th of May. South Africa's unemployment rate will worsen. That's according to the International Monetary Fund. The financial agency projects that joblessness will reach 33.5% this year and will go up by 0.4 percentage points by next year. The community of Margate has rolled up its sleeves to clean up its storm-hit town. The Tidy Town Shelly Beach to Margate group has been leading efforts to clear debris from the beachfront after Sunday's heavy rains.
Nearing the last part of the cleanup on the Margate beachfront, so I think by tomorrow tourists will be back on the beach. However, the infrastructure around the Margate area, the stormwater drainage and the sinkholes will have to be attended to, obviously with the engineers and the local municipality, but we're working hand in hand with everyone.
Organiser Stephen Herbst says volunteers have turned up in their numbers while businesses are also pitching in. He says they've already filled hundreds of bags with debris. The storm has killed 5 people and has left a trail of destruction. Herbst says he's never seen anything like it in the 32 years he's lived in Margate.
I haven't seen the magnitude of damage after a flood. We've had flash floods before. We had them in 1997, but to see the Doxa Church and the base of Margate at the entrance by the Cecil Garage to be completely damaged and torn down, our 3A pump station, which is our sewage plant, again flooded, and then the roads, the actual tar of the road completely removed and severed, as well as poor people in the area, the devastation to people's businesses. It has extensively caused a lot of damage, and people have really felt it.
In the UAE, at least 11 flights have been cancelled, with more delayed or diverted after a huge storm flooded Dubai International Airport. Thousands of passengers have been left stranded. People are being asked to stay away unless absolutely necessary after experiencing more than a year's average rainfall in just 24 hours. And a French nurse has been sentenced to 2 years of house arrest for stealing more than 30 million rand from the National Health Insurance. A court in Marseille found the 67-year-old guilty of a large-scale scam that exploited the details of vulnerable migrants. She billed the National Health Insurance for over 81,000 bogus appointments using the data of people eligible for fully refundable health care. The court has seized 8 real estate properties she had acquired with the proceeds, as well as funds in her and her husband's bank accounts. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.